Production. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff of the Mindful Healing Show. I'm an intuitive practitioner, incorporate many different healing modalities, work with people on Skype or phone, different parts of the world, and I love to provide sessions that are geared exactly for what your issues are. And the intent of doing this show and the reasons I love to do this is because we want to show and showcase different modalities and how they can really work well together. And that basically this energy healing is a complement, it's not a conflict to Western medicine, and how a combination of Eastern and Western can increase your ability to overcome health challenges. So if you're a patient, healthcare professional, holistic healer, or any individual looking for some assistance, yeah, welcome to the show. So today I'm really, really excited. We're doing something different here, and I'm going to be working with my friend and gifted healer practitioner, Judy Woof. Judy has studied and used many modalities over the past 30 years, and Judy came across Access Consciousness in 2011 with a telecall called Ending Judgment. So Judy's been learning and using the tools of Access Consciousness since then to receive more in her own life, and since 2012 to empower anyone who desires more freedom, joy, and ease. So welcome, Judy.
Hi.
Yay. We are here. Everything went through well. You never know. And calling in from Australia is so perfect. And yeah, so very cool. So maybe, Judy, before we get going, how did you get into Access Consciousness? I just mentioned it briefly, but maybe just give a little bit of a background and how this really got you excited as to the work.
I'm kind of a modality junkie, so I've taken lots and lots of stuff. Uh-huh. And I took that call, Ending Judgment, and the gal that was doing the call kept saying, get your bars run. And so I was in Australia at the time, and I found another woman who would teach me how to do bars. So I started doing it, and I'm a bars facilitator now. I can teach other people to do bars. And it just is so fast and so empowering, and I don't know, it's all about what we know. It's not we as the practitioner or the healer. It's what we as the recipient knows. So it's just way more fun and way more fast and way more ease than any other modality that I've studied.
Yes, and I've had Correct. You do Access on me, and I love the energy of Access. It's so light. It just feels so good.
Yeah, cool. And I just like to say that all the tools and processes that I use are from accessconsciousness.com, and it's a great website, and there's lots of YouTube videos out there that you can research on that. And I'll maybe say more about that later. But should we start?
Yeah, let's go for it. Now, let's have first one that came on today was Saskatchewan. So who is in Saskatchewan? If you want to come on, please come on.
Hi there, this is Kate.
Kate? Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what is your concern? As to
that's a great question. I don't really have any concerns. I'm more interested in, I was invited by Judy onto this, and I'm always interested in more, receiving more, connecting with people. I don't have the point of view that there's anything, quote unquote, right or wrong, good or bad with us. I'm more interested in what we can create, not only for ourselves and for our bodies, but for each other and ultimately for the planet.
Cool.
Okay.
And Kate's also a BARS facilitator and a body process facilitator, eh?
Perfect.
You bet.
And,
okay.
And whatever anybody asks for stuff on this show, we just probably you guys already know it, but we can always receive from what other people ask for. Kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll have some of that.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. So for something for one person, it could be that that is your body also requires that. So it's a win-win situation in this format. So yeah, I love it. So yeah, you two go ahead, and then I'll step in afterwards and see if there's anything that comes up for me for you, Kate, or whatever. So go ahead, Judy and Kate.
Well, what do we want, Kate?
Great.
Maybe we should ask Sandy. Maybe we should ask Sandy. What does she want? What's she like out of this?
Well, I must tell you that I am certified in Access Consciousness as well. I studied under Jeffrey Simmons.
Right on.
And I've only done the first level of it, but I haven't had exposure to it. So I understand a little bit about it and how to run BARS. So that's interesting. So what my concerns are is manifesting money. Those
cool.
are my concerns. This is a great time of year for that.
Yeah, sweet. Right. Yeah, it is, isn't it? So what does that mean to you, manifesting money?
Making myself more open to abundance.
Okay.
And finding ways to make that happen.
Okay, so what is abundance, I guess? What does that include for you? And I'm just list whatever comes off, comes out of your mouth.
Prosperity was the first thing that popped in my head.
Okay. Prosperity to do with money, to do with friends, to do with what?
Prosperity to do with what I do. I'm an energy worker, and so that I can create more work.
Okay, great. So you want more clients?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like that too.
Okay. We'll do it for each other. How's that?
Yeah, or anybody else on here. Okay, cool. And, wow, okay. So, so everywhere we're limiting who we can receive as clients. I'd say that's, is that anything that rings for you?
I'm limited by my location, yes.
Okay, but you're on Skype, so that means that maybe that's do you do it just hands-on or what?
I do hands-on. I also am a Reiki master.
Okay. So can you do distance?
I can.
Okay, cool. And so what's your typical client?
Teachers and medical people.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, wow. So who else could you include in that?
All of their friends and colleagues.
Okay. Dear friends. Okay, cool. And do you guys want to do a barriers down exercise just to see who else we could receive from? Because what if we could receive from way more than just those people?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and can I just have you?
Yeah, jump in.
Can I please have you just describe what exactly that means for people that don't know anything about Access Consciousness? So when you talk about that, what exactly does that mean?
Like barriers down?
Yes, for people
okay,
that have no idea practices.
Great. So do you know? Do you remember those old double, you know, those windows that you had to push the thing down or pull it up in order to open it?
Mm-hmm. I remember them.
Okay. Does everybody kind of know what we're talking about? So right now I want you guys to just stand up and put your hands up in the air and pretend that you're pushing down those windows. And just tune into your body and feel where it gets sticky and keep pushing them down. And barriers down, barriers down, barriers down through all lifetimes, levels, universes, and realities. And keep going. Like I feel it right around my belly. It kind of gets stuck there. Okay, so keep pushing. Barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. And do it again. And go all the way around you. Okay, and just now, what does your body receive now? Is it any different?
I don't have the pull in the same place.
What do you mean by that?
I don't mean the pull. I mean, I don't have the resistance in the same spot that I had when I started.
Right on, in respect to your body?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. So, so maybe when we're out in the world or even, you know, if we're sitting in our office thinking about, well, who could I ask for, who could I pull in for clients or who would be interested in what I do, hey, and who would be able to receive from me, push your barriers down and see if that changes anything. And this is some really, I don't know, this is actually, Cass Thomas has a great little book called Flawless Communication, 7 Steps to Flawless Communication. And, you know, wow, it's like amazing. And it's, you know, just a little pamphlet almost. It's such a small book. But it's how to establish true connection with yourself and everyone and everything around you. And if we have really good connection, it's pretty easy to get clients. At least that's what I think. Maybe that's just my interesting point of view.
And you know what's coming up for me, Sandy, for you?
What is that?
There's some energy that's kind of blocked in the sacral chakra. So I'm checking in, okay, what could be blocking you from manifesting the money that you desire? So I'm getting strong pull that at some level that relationships are unsafe. So at some level within your, you know, if you want to call it your subconscious and unconscious, that relationships are unsafe. So what we want to do is clear out this vibration that's residing within the sacral chakra, and for anybody else within this call, that relationships are unsafe.
See, I don't understand that. I don't know what you mean by unsafe.
Unsafe. So at some level, you're at your subconscious within maybe something within this lifetime, or maybe picking up on somebody else that they're feeling unsafe, that you've absorbed that energy. You know how we can pick up energies from other people that are not even ours? So it's like at some level, at not on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, that relationships are unsafe. That you picked it up, it could be, I'm not getting as to this time on earth, so I'm checking in, well, when is this? I'm getting more like an inherited. So you can inherit emotions, inherit beliefs, relationships are unsafe. So what we're going to do is just go through a process and calling on the divine and asking to release that lower vibrational energy of relationships are unsafe. And for anybody here within this call who hears this at a later date, so we're calling in. I love calling in the help of the angels and clearing out all of that energy of relationships are unsafe, and just pulling it out from all time. And what we want to do then, and I'm just checking in and asking, has that energy of relationships are unsafe, has that been cleared? And I'm being guided as to a yes. So what we want to do is fill up that space that's been blocking you from manifesting the money that you want, that I love and cherish myself. So for everyone here, just bringing in this energy from up from top to the crown chakra all the way down to that empty space, I love and cherish myself, bringing it down to the sacral chakra. I love and cherish myself. I love and cherish myself now. You're being open to receiving this energy. I love and cherish myself to manifest the money that I deserve, that I desire, that's out there waiting to come to me. Okay.
How does that feel, Sandy?
Feels comfortable. I was holding my chakra at the same time, and I was like, oh, this is nice. But at the same time, I have a question. My question about the unsafe relationship, my husband suffered a brain injury in 1990. And sometimes that's quite an issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be?
There's a really great brain protocol that I love to use. And, you know, we work with so many different things, but there's a really great one that I would suggest. And if anybody's interested, just go ahead and email me and I'll send it to you. Because mm-hmm. you're going to be balancing the left and the right and the front and the back, but really balancing the brain. So I'm just getting guided to sending this to you. So
mm-hmm.
if you, yeah, and I'll give you at the end here, but my email address. But for anybody here, if you're interested in that brain balance, and I actually, yeah, I did create an audio for that, so an MP3. So I'll send that to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so, and just do that for him, work for him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead, anything further, Judy, for Sandy? Or?
I know access, this is one thing that Gary Douglas and some other facilitators talk about. Asking money to come, like being open to receiving money, cash, and wealth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to, like, it's a really great thing to destroy. And does everybody know the clearing statement, first of all?
No.
Is everybody familiar with that?
And can you explain, okay. Judy, what the clearing statement is?
The clearing statement is a magic wand, okay, and it's just for taking all of the things that are right and wrong about a certain belief and everything. And Dane here in does a 15-minute explanation that's amazing on, just Google it, theclearingstatement.com. And it's he does a way better job than I can, but just trust me that it works. Okay. So all of the decisions, judgments, conclusions, computations, projections, rejections, expectations, and separations we have about in between how money comes to us, what money looks like, what wealth is, what cash, how cash can come to us. Why don't we destroy and uncreate all of those? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So that's the clearing statement, destroy and uncreate. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so if we get rid of all of our points of view about how money comes to us, why it should come to us, or anything about that, then the universe has an easier time to gift us. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And I did know that, and I hadn't been using it. I had totally forgotten about it. That's not good. I don't.
it's a super potent tool that all the Glennis Hughes told me that, like, she gave me this really, instead of remembering all of that, just go all the DJCCPSER, so all the DJCC pissers that I have or that anybody has around me about money, wealth, and cash, I destroy and uncreate them. And every time, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyond, and about how it comes to me, like what if it came from other lifetimes to me? What if it came to me from the future, right?
Mm.
So anywhere we think anywhere we have a point of view about how anything's going to show up, that's when we want to use that. Or a conclusion about that it can't show up, that's where we want to use that, destroying and create all the DJCC pissers. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, let's get on to the next caller, North Central New York. Are you there? Hello? Okay. California. Anybody there on California? The next caller, anybody there? I see several people online. Just go ahead and ask your question. No? Okay, anybody there at all? Anybody there at all?
Hello.
Yeah,
what was that?
Excuse me. What was that statement
to
remove all that stuff that she just cleared? She gave a brief statement of that.
Okay.
Just destroy and uncreate all of the DJCCPSER, all the pissers.
Okay.
And you can look up the clearing statement. It doesn't have the DJCC that stuff on it, but it does have destroy and uncreate, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyond. And it will and Dane will explain that to you beautifully. And it's just look up on the internet, theclearingstatement.com.
Okay. You could probably give that information at the end too, Judy, right, for your people want to contact you by email and ask you any questions. You can give that information at the end. Okay, perfect. So anybody else have any queries or however you want to call that, but any issues as to money that they want to talk about? Just feel free to start speaking here and we'll just look at it.
Yeah, hi there. It's Kate again.
Okay.
I was wondering, my question is, could we do a energy ball exercise with money, Judy?
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So everything, everybody either sit or stand and get your bum right settled down onto the chair, get your feet on the floor, be grounded, and hold your hands out in front of your solar plexus and put everything that you would like as far as abundance, like if you want wealth, if you want money, if you want cash, if you want it all, if you want more clients, delicious place to live, stuff like that, better relationships, all of that. Better communion with your body. Like, because to me, that's what abundance is. It's just more yumminess in my life. So put that into your hands and start pulling from all over the universe. Expand out as far as you can go and start pulling everything, all of the energy into that ball. And now pull it through your body, through the molecules of your body. We're mostly space, even though we look like we're solid. We're mostly space. Pull it through all of the molecules, all the space. and then out into the universe and gather up more energy and bring it into that ball. And then pull it through us again. And bring it into the ball. And now start sending it out in trickles to everywhere in the universe. And start pulling those trickles back. So that the people that are going to receive from you and that you are going to receive from will come to you. Lower your barriers. And just play with this. Be conscious about this.
Yeah, perfect. I can definitely feel that. And more expansiveness.
Yeah, and do this, you know, I don't do this enough. So thanks, Kate, for calling on it. If you have anything to add, do. And, you know, if we see something that we would like, add it to our energy ball. Have it an ongoing thing. Because this is what we're choosing. This is what we're choosing for our life.
Yes. Another one I remember, Judy, with access is that for everything that is out there, is that going to benefit my business? So that piece of jewelry in the store, is that going to, you know, is that going to benefit your business? Or is that clothing for when you, you know, putting yourself out there, is that going to benefit you? And if it's light or heavy. So I remember that from a few years ago. And
okay,
it just came to my mind again today, working with Glennis. And I thought, yeah, that's just perfect, you know. And because so many times we can just end up buying stuff. And then what do we do with it? It could be like you come back home and you think, why did I even buy this? But is that going to give you the joy? Is it going to give you abundance in many different ways, but financial abundance? And if it feels heavy, then that's the indication, well, maybe we shouldn't be buying it.
Yeah, cool. I always ask everything that I buy. If I buy you, will you make me money? But I'd like to change that now. Mm-hmm. I would say, if I buy you, will you make me money, wealth, and cash? Because wealth is different than money.
Yes.
You know, wealth is more, and cash is different too. Cash is an instant thing.
Mm-hmm.
But wealth is wealth in you know, in the way you live, in your friends. It could be wealth in the way you take your time with your family. It could be wealth is a lot of things. And wealth stretches out over a longer period of time, too.
That's perfect, Judy. I really like that one. Exactly. Because there's abundance in every form. If you don't have it on a spiritual level or financial, then you really don't have all the pieces. So I like that. So if I buy you,
will you make me money, wealth,
make me money,
cash?
Wealth, and cash. Perfect. So, yeah, perfect.
And don't, you know, and I buy things that aren't going to, that obviously tell me no.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I always get awareness from that. So what if we could not judge ourselves for making the odd, you know.
Right.
The odd, you know, bad buy. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just, you know, I now know that I won't get this in this fabric ever again, right?
Mm. Or maybe
another thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say just at that time, that's just what your soul really needed, and it feel good, you know. So maybe it's not, you're not perfect every time that you do this, but the awareness of asking the question, and getting into the habit of asking it. So I think that's very good.
Yeah.
I really like that.
And choice creates awareness.
Uh-huh.
Awareness doesn't create choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Another thing that Simone, Melissa, who does Joy of Business with Access, and she is so joyful, eh? She is just so such a joyful person. What she says, and this makes a lot of sense to me because I've already always been sort of anti-business. Oh, I can't do business. I can't do business. Mm-hmm. But she goes, she always says, well, what if business is your life and your life is business?
Yeah.
Okay. So 'cause maybe it's time to look at business not as the way it's done in this reality, but maybe how it would work for us.
Uh-huh.
It would work better for us.
And business can mean a lot of different things too. You know, your
totally, totally
as to your relationship, health, all different areas.
Yeah, and joy follows, or money follows joy, right?
Mm-hmm. And isn't joy like the highest vibration is of joy?
Yeah, joy and gratitude.
And gratitude, yes.
Yeah, they're the power energies. If you want to change something, be grateful for it.
Yeah.
It's weird, but
true.
It'll unlock a lot faster.
Enjoy the blizzard that's happening in New York.
Oh, I missed that, eh? I missed the weather. Holy moly.
Or whatever, the minus 25. And
yeah, really.
Getting into the habit of just being more grateful.
Get out the snowshoes and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else?
I'm grateful to you that you did this, Brenda.
Oh,
grateful
that you came on. I think it's, you know, there's just no one way of, well, in my world, there isn't one way of doing things, you know, with all the multitude of modalities that are out there. You know, there's just everybody learns that they're what feels right for them and resonates with one thing maybe versus another thing. So it's really good to showcase various ways that we can self-heal and empower one another and just benefit the world while we're here. We might as well be able to present ourselves and give ourselves 100% instead of taking, you know, but in that process of giving. So that's all great. So is there anything anybody else would like to look at in regards to money? Any blockages at all? Or maybe that's not a word you would resonate with, but or any beliefs that you may have that, you know, money's evil. I can't make more money than my mother or father did that could be in the way of you manifesting the money that you desire. So is anything coming up for anybody, like this negative statement maybe you heard over the years?
So do we have to destroy and uncreate our views of money so that we can build a new energy toward money?
Yeah, you do, actually.
Okay.
Even if it's a good, like, and the good views
okay.
are the hardest ones to destroy because it makes it less dense. It makes it just another thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we have lots of points of view about something, it makes it really unchangeable and unmalleable. And money, I know money and sex are the two things that most people have the most points of view about.
Well, politics
weird,
seem
eh?
To be very
yeah,
big here.
Yeah, maybe politics. Yeah, totally. And wow. And so what if we could like just, so let's just do that right now. Let's think about all of the points of view and how dense money is. Like, you know, like, because it's in coins and it's in bars of gold and stuff like that and paper, you know, like paper that everybody's touched. So it's, you know, we consider it to have lots of germs and stuff on it, right?
Right.
So all of the points of view hidden and that we are aware of that we have about money and cash and riches and wealth? Can we destroy and uncreate them through all lifetimes, levels, dimensions, and realities? Right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, podpoc, shorts, boys and beyonds. Wow, that's quite a bit, eh?
That is.
Yeah. So that might be worthwhile saying that a few times, like putting it on a loop even. And like I know with clearing statements, you don't even have to have them at an audible volume. You can just have them playing.
So, Judy, is that something that a person would, I mean, when they're sleeping, just have it on a loop?
Yeah, totally.
Are there several loops that you would recommend? Or
I'd recommend to go and start looking at some of the stuff that Access offers. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear on a YouTube, a clearing statement, right? And I like what I do is I always put it into the first person, because the only person I can really change is me. So I always say, I blah, 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 blah. I destroy and uncreate. And then everybody has a cell phone, and you can download an app for making, there's white noise. There's all sorts of little apps that you can get for next to nothing, and then you can make your own clearing statements. And I have like a catalog of them.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So you can download these apps to make your own clearing statements.
Yeah, it's just a little recording device that you can put on continuous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
And what is it called when you alter stuff or you make it fit what you want, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or what
so
you
whatever
do
you,
is to do that as a, I'm just thinking of Christmas, as a Christmas gift. Wouldn't that be nice? Great.
Yeah, but remember, you can give that to me, but you probably can't give it to anybody else. Because other people aren't going to receive it, hey?
Oh, okay. Really?
Okay, unless they ask you for specifically for it.
Okay.
You know, like always ask in your inside voice, which is like when you don't say it out loud, mm-hmm. truth. Can this person receive this?
Okay. Yeah.
Or, or is this going to create greater, or is this just going to shut them down?
Mm-hmm.
And make them put their barriers even more.
So obviously if they give their permission and approval, then that's something that you could provide for them. I think it'd just be a really nice gift,
yeah it would be, totally.
Or for your clients, that's something that you could provide at a fee, so that's something.
Or build it into your business, like
absolutely.
I will we'll do a session and I'll I'll give you whatever really resonating clearing statements, mm-hmm. That really worked for you. I'll shoot them off in an email, and you can download them and put them on your iPhone or whatever.
Aha. So there we go.
Yeah.
Business tip. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they were saying the clearing statement and they didn't have a full understanding of it, it's hard to make it mean anything to you because it sounds so strange. It's like you're speaking another language when you say right or wrong, good or bad, pod, poc. It's like, what?
I know.
It's all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So it's like, what?
But Sandy, that's where that gift that Dane gave us with theclearingstatement.com,
mm-hmm.
that is where that comes in. Have you ever listened to it?
Yes.
Okay, because it's like super cool, groovy, and he is so... he is just so sincere, and his barriers are totally down that, you get it from him, eh?
Yes. But
and
when you're first learning this, I mean, saying if somebody's just listening to us and they wrote that down and they were trying to say, be like, what?
I know. Well, I remember Brenda and I, remember when we did this the first time?
Oh, that was so years ago.
And you're and you're saying, what do you think? But and also get, you know, it's the words, yes, but the words have energy attached to them. So, you know, perceive what the energy behind the words, perceive the energy that the words cause, sort of, that they create, because it's the energy that does the clearing.
Right.
So, Judy, for people that are going to be listening to this, so what are the websites for them to go to? And this, can you just give, you know, the,
sure,
the website? Yes, Access Consciousness.
AllOneWord.com.
.com, okay.
Yeah, and then you can also go on YouTube and Google the bars. You can look at theclearingstatement.com, and it'll come up with a short video. And, you know, like, there's tons and tons of, like, there's so much really great stuff out
yes.
there.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And Access Consciousness, like the bars is one really potent body process, but they do all sorts of other body processes too.
I know. I did the facelift. That was great.
Oh, yummy, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, Kate is awesome at facelifts.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Well, there you go, Kate. You maybe that will be your niche for your business is the facelift. Who doesn't want a facelift?
I know, really. And it really does transform people.
Now, I thought that, well, I knew somebody in South Africa, or South Africa, who was... playing with doing access and running bars on Skype. Is that something
really?
You can do? Mm-hmm. Or is that something
Gary,
you promote? Or
well, Gary,
no?
Gary doesn't recognize that. He okay. said that if hands-on is going to be 1,000 times better.
Okay.
But,
all right.
You know, sometimes there's maybe there's other things you can do by distance.
Okay.
That would still contribute, right?
Well, that would be great for people who are isolated, because so many of us are. You know, we're just in our house or apartment, and
mm-hmm.
we're not in an office. We're not talking to people on a daily basis. And I know for myself, all my clients are on Skype. So to be able to even open up Skype for me, you know, for what I'm due, and so they can see me follow along with where I'm going, but of ways of creating business on Skype, I really think that's a, you know, cool way to go. And there's more than just Skype, but Zoom or whatever, some of these other ones, but it's how you can create your own niche at a distance. I really believe that's the way
yeah.
you can.
You can also do like swaps, eh? Like if you have, you know, if somebody wants to have a sample of bars, you can get together with other people that do bars, and if they
mm-hmm.
if they want to experience it, you know, it might cost them a little bit less,
right.
And then you could do trades on each other, or
yeah.
or even you know, like trades doing other types of energy, right?
Absolutely.
Like you and I do trades on Skype all the time, and Catherine and I did a Skype trade this morning, which was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's about getting our barriers down, and how else can we connect, eh?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Right.
So, Judy, what's your for people to get in contact with you? Okay, so let's get your information, and you know, if they want that, anything that we discussed tonight, maybe they can just send an email off to you. And so what
sure.
is your information that you want to give out here tonight?
Well, I'm not going to give you my Aussie phone number. If you're in Australia and you want it, I'll give it to you. But my other phone doesn't work. But just probably my email, and it's judywoof, W-O-O-F-F, @gmail.com.
Right. And they can talk to you about your discussion, what's involved, the cost, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, totally. And I'm totally willing to do facilitation over Skype. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a class, I'm taking a class right after this, and we're going to talk about audios, like how to send audios through email and stuff like that. So I hope somebody asks me for one of those.
Yeah, I think audio, I think that's a great way to, you know, create additional income for your business. So I know I'm very excited about, it just seems to be that time of the year. I had someone work with me in my trades for the body code work that I do, and it was, and looking at it different, but it was, boy, the lower vibrational energies that I was holding in my body, that where I wasn't at 100% for receiving, for people coming to my website and to various places where I'm promoted. And I had such things, and just giving an example, and this is something that you can test on, be very specific, but it was the emotions of overwhelm. That happened when I was 49. It was health-related. Bitterness, it was actually inherited back six generations. Shame at the age of 63. Crying at the age of 41. Rejection at the age of 12. And
wow.
Hatred, inherited. So these were actually blocking people coming to me, to my website. And,
wow.
You know, I do all this work on other people, blah, 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 but I wasn't working on my website, looking at it as a separate entity. And
okay, cool.
You know, so, you know, there's that, all of that we can do too, you guys. You know, we can work on our business and, various ways, but why not? I mean, there's so many things you could do. You know, there's just so many wonderful healing modalities and Reiki, and it goes on and on and on. So whatever resonates, and I just don't think there's any right or wrong answer on that. It's whatever you feel, whatever works, bottom line. I mean, we just want the, you know, abundance as that statement, money, wealth, and cash. I love that, Judy. That's perfect.
And whatever else you'd like.
Can we throw health in there, too?
Absolutely.
I think it's included in wealth, eh?
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe not, but yeah. Yeah, super healthy, yummy bodies, eh?
Great. So is this something that you guys would like to do sort of maybe in the future, calls like this and once in a while? Does that resonate for people? So why don't you, let us know. So Judy, woof at gmail.com, and I'll give you my email address. So my name's Brenda. My last name is Lainoff, Lainoff. My email address is Lainoff, then Brenda, then the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com. You are also welcome to go to my website at whisperingenergetic.ca. So that's whisperingenergetic.ca. As soon as you opt in, you're going to get meditations. And I have wonderful people who are guests, like doctors and people who've had angel visions, and it's just really some cool people. So for the last number of years, so I've got this whole library of podcasts, and then the work that I'm also doing with the my own work. So
cool.
So let us know, and if we get enough interest, I don't know. I guess Judy, we can talk about it, and you know, do this once.
And see if you want. See if they want something specific, show on something specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, perfect.
Well, thank you both for being here, and Brenda, for you putting this together. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So do I, Brenda.
So is there anything that we can end this with?
Very grateful for everybody that showed up on it.
Yeah,
grateful
thanks.
For you giving this.
Yeah.
Yes.
So perfect.
And for lowering your barriers.
And knowing that there's a lot of things that we can play with in regards to our business, we just have to talk it out and put our heads together. And I mean, definitely, like just like what happened with me just the other day, because I was feeling kind of in blue, you know, just like, oh man, you know, not the money that I really wanted to make this year. But by clearing those, and the person that worked on me, because we do exchanges. Sometimes it's just difficult to work on yourself. I mean, that's what I find. So, I need to get my head out of the way and have someone with a whole different perspective and work on me. And it just really, I just felt so much lighter. So there's different ways of going about this, and whatever works, what the heck, you know. So get in touch with Judy and myself, and let us know what you think, what you'd like to work on, and let's create that wealth, money, and cash.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies. Beautiful.
Yeah. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
Merry
Christmas.
Happy holidays.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.